Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's October 1st, 2013. October is here. I guess for a week or two now, Bill and Dennis, we've been experiencing that fall. And wow, a lot has happened this past week with our meet and greet, with our last Merge Gospel, with the campfire and testimony night. It's just been a whirlwind. But I've been really looking forward to having you two in the studio because there's a banquet coming up on October 11th. I always look forward to the Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry Banquet because of the testimonies, the transformational work that's being done in the men's lives, your passion, Bill, as a board member, and Dennis, and you as the executive director the last, I guess, almost, you're coming on 2 years?
2 years in January.
2 years in January. Yep. Well, it's a great work, and you have a special guest that's going to be speaking, and I always look forward to it, and I have the good blessing to be a part of the program, and I'm looking forward to it. So I want to alert our listeners to the date. So get this down, everyone. It's October 11th. And the doors will open at 5:30, and there will be a great dinner at 6 p.m. So it's at 6 p.m. on October 11th. That's a week from this Friday, and it's being held at the Holiday Inn in Urbana. So give me a phone number just so people, they can hear it now once or twice, and then we'll give it at the end of the program because they'll need to call in within the next week or 10 days to get their reservations in.
Phone number is 217-892-4044. That's 217-892-4044. The phones get turned on around 8:30 in the morning, so call early and often. We're looking forward to it.
Now, Dennis, we had you on about a year or so ago. Actually, you and Bill being a board member and you being the recent or new director, yeah. Executive director, and you've got to kind of implement some of your passion to see these guys grow, to extend volunteer efforts into the community. I mean, even some of the guys have been here to help with a couple of the radio events, and I really appreciate it. I got to do a little shout out for Robbie and Ray and Marvin. Those guys are hard workers, and I've heard some stories even of people coming in and mentoring some of these men, and I have a good friend, I didn't know this, but he's been mentoring one of your guys, and so you're always looking for volunteers, for role models, for people to come by and see the work that's being done, or maybe an employer that could say, hey, you know what, we do have a couple positions. And so there's lots of ways the community can get involved besides just praying and financially giving, right?
There's all kinds of opportunity. In fact, one of our main goals of the program is to bring in more people, get the community involved, get the men out in the community, volunteering themselves, working, helping people like themselves that are in dire straits at times. And we have just opened the doors more than they've ever been opened, in which people, interaction within the community and the residents, can just mingle together. And that's been happening. We've had several events that has promoted that. We've had the garden. We've had major work being done on the buildings, and just people have just, they've all interacted, and I've only heard very good things about it. Everybody who participates has been blessed greatly.
Yeah. Well, they always say, like, if you're starting to feel down and depressed, or, you know, you start, poor old me, get out and volunteer and help somebody else less fortunate. And suddenly it really does change your attitude because you're saying, yeah, wow, there's people that have it a lot worse than me. I mean, I still have health or various capacities to do certain things. Yeah. And then suddenly they find more meaning, and, it, you know, God just kind of works through that.
Right, exactly. One of the things we've done at the ministry is more and more men are staying the full length of time, and they've had unique circumstances that required them to stay longer, which goes beyond the boundary of our actual program. However, we have adjusted. When they have a special need, they need to stay, we let them stay. And so far, with three men, it's working very well. Mm-hmm. They have bought into the program. They have said, we want to do more, and we're letting them to help them work out their unique circumstances. And that's just a real unusual circumstance, I think, in these kind of programs.
Well, and part of your hope and desire is, I don't know if the terminology is, you help turn them into good citizens, but they become more productive, they hold down jobs, they not only leave with character, skills, and growth, and a love for God and the Bible, because you have many of the coursework that they go through in the Bible studies, and people come in, you know, with money management tips and different things that they learn. But you really want them to, if you will, become unshackled from the past mistakes and grow into being a productive person, a person that's not only following Jesus but is helping others.
Exactly. We want things that have been barriers to keep them out of society. We want them literally smashed so that they are in society in a productive way.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I think it's been so effective, and you've really done this in unique ways where you have them interacting in lots of different outings, if you will, volunteer efforts, helping do this, you know, whether it's lugging stuff around or gardening or painting or cleanup, just a lot of different things.
Exactly. They are involved in many things. In fact, one of the most difficult things now is scheduling, because we want them out. We want
now,
them gone.
Say somebody's listening to this program now. Maybe it's an employer. Maybe it's a ministry, a parachurch ministry, and they're thinking, wow, you know, if we could put something together, maybe we're a Habitat for Humanity house or just say something going on. How would they contact you, and what are some of the things that the guys can do that you feel comfortable, hey, this would be a really good situation for them?
Well, they would call the ministry, 892-4044. Ask for Nancy. She's our director of aftercare. I have to give a caveat, though. They are extremely busy, and we have to meet requirements by the Department of Human Services and the DOC to provide certain amounts of training. We have to meet those schedules, requirements by them. What that means is just calling up a day before, you could be told no because we have to have them scheduled doing something. So a few days helps. It helps a lot. And currently, all of our guys that have been there a while, they're all working full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. We have four new people, and by new, not immediately new, but within the last month, month and a half, four new people are there, and they have to fit in and meet the requirements by the state. So we try to work it out, can't always guarantee it, but we do want them out, and we want the interaction. We want fear reduced, and actually I want God glorified in changed lives, by changed lives. Some of the things that they have done has been they've landscaped yards, they have helped people move, they have worked in gardens, they have gone to a horse farm that's for rehabilitative services, which is called hippotherapy, and they've worked there. They go to different recovery groups. They are participate in different recovery groups. They work at the ministry right now. The men that are available are repairing a wall from the inside, outside, all the way through. We do teach some carpentry skills. Just them seeing what's on the inside gives them a knowledge, a confidence to know that next time I have a better idea what to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bill, you've been involved in a variety of ways, and you've been mentoring. I think it was at last year's banquet where one of the testimonies, the guy was connecting with you because you've poured so much into his life over the years, and just through advice, through loving on him, through teaching him, through sharing, just by showing up and just being a presence there. And I know the times that I have visited and played ping pong with the guys or just sat through one of their classes, I mean, you can just get energized. And one thing before I want to hear a little of why you're still so passionate about serving. But I mentioned this to our singing men a week ago when we had sung recently at the Taylorville Correctional Center. And a couple of the guys walked up to me after our concert. This was just like a couple weeks ago. And one guy said, I get out in 4 days. And another said, I get out in 40 days. And as I left it, I was just kind of stunned because you just kind of forget, like they're inmates, they're incarcerated, but these guys are going to get out again. And I was like, wow. And in fact, the one guy, if he would have lived in our area, he would be singing with us on Monday nights because he was so enamored and appreciative. And he came up and he just loved on all the guys. And I thought, these guys are going to be getting out. And Jesus is the Way prison ministry is like a great stepping stone, because this one guy that was going to get out in 4 days, he had been in for 27 years. And he had paid his price to society. He had obviously made some major mistakes, but he was going to get out. And I'm thinking, and I know the statistics, unless they have people coming alongside them and helping them, I think 80% or more just return right back to prison because they're given all these options and these opportunities, and they're overwhelmed. And so Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry is like a place where some of these guys that apply to Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries, I mean, you come alongside them, you help them, you mentor them, you get them interacting with people, and you teach them life skills. And so, Bill, I know you've seen that happening. I know you've been passionate about seeing the transformation that takes place, but you're a busy guy. You've got a lot going on. You're a lawyer. I mean, you know, it's endless paperwork, things that you can be attending to, and yet you decided, and maybe God spoke very clearly, you need to put this as a priority. So you volunteered, you're on the board, but tell us a little more why.
Mark, I think that our faith has to have an outlet to grow and thrive. And our faith is expressed in relationships, first with the Lord Jesus and then with others. We have to love the Lord our God with all our heart, and then we have to love others as ourself. And unless that faith has an outlet, it will die. And this ministry provides a marvelous outlet for people who want their faith to grow and thrive, to love on these men. It's one thing to go into the prison and preach the gospel, and Jesus said that. You know, you came to prison and you visited me. The men in prison need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. But to go into the prison, preach the gospel, and then lead these men to their own devices after they get out is like bringing a child into the world and then just dropping it as you walk out the hospital door and say you're on your own. So what we have at the aftercare ministry is a marvelous opportunity to help these guys get back to life. And a lot of these guys were basically, you listen to their testimony, they have no parenting. So we're taking them from the ground up. And we have an aftercare director in Nancy who believes very strongly in getting these guys in the community, getting themselves outside themselves, giving them the opportunity to see that in serving others, their life is fulfilled. And it's a wonderful thing. I've had the privilege of mentoring a couple guys in the last couple of years, and it's a marvelous two-way interchange. I try to share with them some of the life skills I've heard, and the Holy Spirit speaks to me through them. So it's a wonderful opportunity to pour into the lives of others and at the same time be blessed by what the Holy Spirit does to me in that process.
Yeah, I've had a huge learning curve on this with Herb Ketchum. Herb, the radio servant, I call him over the air, but he's been involved in prison ministries for many years, and he's the one that's got us into the Taylorville prison, the Danville prison, the Decatur Women's Prison to sing as the Singing Men. But we've had other people that have been incarcerated come to Singing Men rehearsals and share some of their testimonies, whether they were a part of the Safe House or other programs. And what we may take for granted, and you alluded to it, like we've had maybe fathers model things to us, or we went to high school and we were shown how to balance a checkbook through a class, or we had men modeling godly character to us from the church. But what was so amazing to me is this individual talked about just being out of prison, and he said, I have all these choices. I don't know how to balance my checkbook. It is so intimidating and overwhelming, I almost rather go back to prison. And I was like, what? Just your checkbook? And he said, oh, I get just opening the checkbook, I get nervous because I don't know how to work all the numbers and the columns. And, you know, it was just an eye opener because I thought, gosh, you know, I had people that taught me those kind of things. I never even thought twice about it. You keep receipts, you balance, you know where you're at. And he said, there's just so many choices. In prison, it was just so much easier. I knew when I was supposed to eat. I knew where I was supposed to go. And you followed the code and you keep out of trouble. And that was very simple. And he said, in this world, there are so many choices and pressures. And just that checkbook being a huge pressure to him, I thought, wow. And so that's why I think I'm so bought in on the ministry work that you do, because you're trying to be that bridge. And you're having these godly people come alongside and mentor and invest and pour into. And the guys that I have seen, and I've made some good friends, and listeners know when I was bragging up the first time when Robbie and Ray came, and they stayed for our special Israel celebration night, and they, I think, really enjoyed it, but they helped with the nature trail. And that Robbie, I'm telling you, I would have hired him on the spot. I thought, this guy's a hard worker. And I watched some of his character. I just watched how he was relating to other people and what he was doing. And fortunately, I found out later on that Jim Miller, a friend of mine, I guess is mentoring or working with him. And I thought, oh, what a great combination. But these guys, sometimes they're not given a chance. And so I think as a listener that's tuned in, help us learn different ways that we can be praying for these guys or maybe extending the olive branch or finding a role that they can play in the community.
When you're talking about choices, that's what the man who'd been there for 27 years, they walk out, they make almost no choices in prison. Now all of a sudden they have to make choices that are life-oriented. You can fail. You make a wrong choice, you can fail. And one of the things we do is we assist making choices, alternatives, so that they ease into making the choices, so that if they make a wrong choice, their life doesn't disintegrate mm-hmm. or they don't feel like it. There's a safety net. We provide a major safety net for these men. And the truth is they start making the right choices mm-hmm. as they gain confidence.
Right.
And that's just a real genuine reward for me to see them talk to me about it, make a choice. It works out. Next time they do it, they don't talk to me. They make a choice, and it works out. And they're sort of on the way to mm-hmm. mature adulthood.
Yeah, Bill, you mentioned it about many of these men have not had role models or father figures or parents, especially a father and a mother, and the importance of just being with the guys, just accepting them, just sitting alongside them and honoring them. And so for the person that's saying, well, I don't have a lot of skills, I don't know if I can do that, walk somebody through how easy it really is. It's really just being present. I know we've learned this even going to Israel when we've sometimes done our missions trips. Just our presence there is an encouragement.
These gentlemen need to know that they are loved and that they're valued and they're respected. Just to give you a little example, we had a guy come to the ministry. He's now in Parkland. He's completed his class. He's going to Parkland. He's going to go to SIU after he graduates. Well, all of a sudden we found out that he had a desire and a skill to do audiovisual stuff. And he has brought our audiovisual ministry out of the 17th century into the 21st century. We are excited, and he has found a gift. So part of it is helping these guys discover what they're good at and then encouraging them along the way. And it's really exciting when you see a guy absolutely blossom in a gift that God's given him.
Yeah, so it could be like somebody that maybe has some drawing skills, maybe an artist, and they just come in one day a week or maybe once a month and say, hey, guys, I got some paper, I got some crayons, I got some markers, I got some paints, we're going to do some watercoloring. Or maybe it could be somebody, maybe he's a biologist and he has some interesting things about fish. And so he brings in fish and does a little teaching or sharing. Or, I mean, there's just a bunch of ways for people to just come in, sit down with these guys. Maybe they're a good storyteller, or maybe they can tell great jokes and they could come in and say, hey, you know, I'm kind of a silly guy, but I think I could cheer the guys up for a half hour. I mean, you're really open to a lot of different unique ways that people can exercise their God-given skills, right?
Right. I am looking for an art therapy person. I am, right now.
Well, you might be that person, and God might be speaking to you right now, listener. So I'll leave that up to you. What's the phone number for Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry?
892-4044.
And that's 217-892-4044. This aftercare ministry facility is in Rantoul, right across the street from the Air Force Base, right on that curve there. It's, I think, three buildings. There. Well, we only have a few minutes left, and you have this great banquet. I can't wait to be a part of it. I'm going to be attending. And so usually you have 200 to 300 or so people that come out. It's always a great meal. It's great testimony time. But you have a special speaker. I've heard him on the Moody Broadcasting Network. I think he travels the country, probably the world, because he has a powerful redemptive story. Somebody that was fallen in sin, and yet God reached down, brought healing and hope, and he's going to bring a message, I believe, to everyone that attends.
All right. His name is Chris Ewan. He was incarcerated several years. He was a dental student to begin with. And in dental school, he got involved in selling drugs, homosexuality, and just his life went into a downward spiral. Currently, he is a professor at Moody Bible Institute. He's pursuing a Ph.D. degree. He got a master's degree at Wheaton College. And his life has just turned around. And the amazing thing is the combination of how his parents unconditionally continued to pursue him until God opened his heart, and now they are together, and they're just a great unity, a unified family.
Yeah, it's a powerful testimony, and it's all happening on Friday night, October 11th. Doors open at 5:30, and the dinner starts right at 6 p.m., and that's Friday, October 11th. But you need to call Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry to make sure they have enough food and arrangements all made. Come on, radio listeners. This is a great cause. It's a great speaker. It's a great ministry. This is a fundraiser, so bring your checkbook. Be saving now for the next few weeks. This is worthy of the Lord's resources. You know, God owns it all anyways, everyone, so we're just stewards of it. And this is a redemptive program that's helping a lot of men transition back into society. It's called Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries. I highly, wholeheartedly recommend you attending, but you need to call Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry at 217-892-4044, 217-892-4044.
Mark, the phones open at 9 o'clock.
Now, the theme is called Higher Ground. Is there a purpose for that?
Yes, there is. Our expectation is that we will, through our endeavors as Christians, we will go from glory to glory to glory. There will be a maturity once Jesus takes hold of our life. And Jesus meets us at any station we're at.
In addition to that, we believe that we have a vision to take the ministry to different levels, and we're excited to share some of that at our banquet.
Once again, the banquet is Friday night, October 11th. At the Holiday Inn in Urbana, Illinois. Come on, Indiana listeners. You can just drive over. It's only an hour or so. Come on in from Danville and throughout the area. The speaker is Christopher Ewan, and the gathering is on Friday night, October 11th. But you must call the Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry to reserve your spot. 217-892-4044, 217-892-4044. Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Dennis, for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
There is no problem too big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know my brother.